Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump administration has announced a new rule that it's pursuing, and it will protect at-risk children. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Matt Barber and Holly Mead. This is a major decision by the Trump administration, and it is being implemented or presented by the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS. And the HHS will now introduce a new federal rule that would allow faith-based adoption and foster care providers to receive federal money without compromising their sincerely held religious beliefs on marriage by forcing them to place foster children with same-sex or unmarried couples. Matt, this is a great change because under the Obama administration in 2016, the Obama administration, despite the fact that there's nothing in the federal law that allows this, added sexual orientation language to an HHS rule, thus forcing these Christian and faith-based groups to choose between their biblical beliefs on marriage or receiving federal money to serve their communities. And we're talking about adoption. We're talking about foster parenting.
Mm-hmm.
At-risk children, children who are in a position of having broken homes. Some of them are in a position where their parents are completely out of the picture, and they need to be placed in good foster homes and ultimately in good, loving homes with a mom and dad. And
yeah.
So these Christian and other Catholic faith-based adoption agencies, foster care agencies, have been doing a great work. And yet in 2016, some of them actually have been able to get some federal money to help place these at-risk children. But Obama said no more federal money.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get it anymore is if you throw out your religious beliefs and you agree to place children at risk in at-risk places.
Yeah, exactly. In a dysfunctional, disordered environment where same-sex so-called relationships are modeled, where the sin of homosexuality is modeled. And these are faith-based organizations. And who has been at the forefront of adoption you think of orphanages and the church for centuries here in the United States. It is the church, Catholics, Protestants, who have led the way and placed at-risk children and abandoned children and so forth with loving families to raise them, to adopt them. And so this was an effort by the Obama administration and the larger left here. The goal is to strangle out the worldview, the biblical worldview relative to family, relative to marriage, relative to the rearing of children and the types of beliefs that are modeled in those homes. This was an attempt to smother that out. And now we see the Department of Health and Human Services, a sweeping liberty here, attempt to restore liberty to faith-based organizations. This is wonderful.
You know, we so appreciate President Trump, and just add this to the list of positive things that he has done to help ensure religious freedom as well as protecting families. At the National Prayer Breakfast, he said in May, "My administration is working to ensure that faith-based adoption agencies are able to help vulnerable children find their forever families by following their deeply held beliefs." You know, it just makes sense. As you talked about earlier, these children are in crisis. They have been pushed around, who knows, and they need to be in a safe, loving environment with two parents, male and female, mom and a dad. You know, there's a crisis in America. There are 443,000 children in foster care, and about 100,000 are waiting to be adopted, and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, and for the last 5 years, the foster care crisis has continued to get worse. You know, in Michigan, there was a similar statewide issue that happened, and the new attorney general, open lesbian who's in a same-sex lesbian relationship, she got elected, and she's now the attorney general in Michigan. She then pushed forward a rule that said that these faith-based adoption foster care agencies, they had to choose between being certified. We're not talking about money. We're talking about just being recognized, mm-hmm. being authorized to place children in homes that are same-sex couples. And so they actually sent out a letter, the state did, sent out a letter to all the adoption agencies and foster care agencies. One of them was a Christian group, Bethany. The other was a Catholic social services group that received it. And they had two different reactions. Mm-hmm. And the letter said, we need more foster care parents. We have a crisis in Michigan. We need more foster care parents. Well, this one Catholic charities organization had been doing this for, what, 70 years?
I think so, yeah.
Many, many years. And, of course, all those people who are foster parents are licensed through that agency.
And that's when they have hard-to-place children, like ones with disabilities or right. older children that aren't as quickly adopted.
So there's families out there that are foster care parents,
right.
and they're licensed through the Catholic Charities, mm-hmm. and the Catholic Charities gets the referrals from the state. It's not a funding issue. They just get referrals. So when these people come through the juvenile court system, they get referred out to these different agencies who then find foster parents and eventually, if necessary, adoptive parents. So they sent out the letter saying they have such a crisis in Michigan. And about a week later, they sent out another letter and said, now you have to violate your religious beliefs. They didn't say violate your religious beliefs, but they say you got to agree to continue to be recognized to place these children in same-sex households. And Bethany Christian Services in Michigan, not nationwide, but in Michigan, caved. They decided to compromise, which was a shame. Catholic Charities decided to fight.
Yes.
And fight they did, and they ultimately got a great federal court decision ruling in favor of the adoption agencies, foster care agencies, striking down that rule and chastising the Attorney General for forcing these agencies to choose between helping at-risk children and their religious beliefs. And this is exactly what this rule now does on a federal level. It's a funding issue. So you still have the battles in the state, Matt. But this is a great decision because some of these entities did get some funding or do get funding. And between 2016 and 2019, 3 years, they've had to pull back on their ministry because or they have to violate their religious beliefs. President Trump says no more.
No more. And isn't it amazing how they couch their discrimination? And that's what this is. This is a violation of the First Amendment. This is a violation of the free exercise of religion across the board. There can be no question as to that. But they couch it and they say no. They couch their discrimination in anti-discrimination. They yeah. say that we're going to discriminate against you by compelling you to violate your free exercise of religion, by quashing your free exercise of religion. So this is this notion of newfangled LGBT yeah. rights, something that is nowhere in federal law, nowhere, of course, to be found in the Constitution, trumping our enumerated first. It's the first for a reason. First Amendment religious liberties.
But you know what here? The bottom line is that these vulnerable children should not be victims to activist agenda.
No, and that's exactly what they're using them for, is part of their activist agenda. Research certainly underscores this. Obviously, it's best to have children with their biological mother and father. But if that breaks down, as in these cases where you have foster situations or, in this case, adoption, then the best scenario is a home with a mom and dad, mm-hmm. a mother and a father, because moms and dads,
married
male and female,
each other.
Married with each other, mm-hmm. they provide by far the best outcome environment, the best home environment for these little children. What placing these children in same-sex households does is cause a second trauma. They have a separation of their original biological parents, and now they get placed in a household where gender is emphasized to the exclusion of another, whether it's male-male or female-female. Now they don't have the one-parent model. And it's hugely important to the children and their well-being and their understanding of who they are. But not only do they have permanently, you're putting them in a place where permanently they no longer have the opportunity, not even the opportunity to have a mother or a father, but by virtue of the absence of that one gender, and it's different than single sex, single parenting, because by the absence of that one gender, they're not only eliminating the one gender, but they're casting a negative hue on the absent gender. Mm-hmm. Two men are casting a negative view on women. Right. Two women are casting a negative view on men. This is helping children, Holly, as you said. And it's a great decision by the Department of Health and Human Services under the direction of President Donald Trump to protect religious freedom and to work in the best interest of these children. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.